Well, as we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, U.S. Wheat Associates is holding its annual summer board of directors meeting in Annapolis, Maryland, this Saturday through next Tuesday. Now, a highlight of the meeting will be recognizing the service of Alan Tracy, who retired July 1st after 20 years as president of the Export Market Development Organization. Well, Tracy says that since his early days at USDA and U.S. Wheat Associates, a lot's changed with customers and in the way the industry promotes and markets U.S. wheat around the world.
Most of the wheat was purchased by governments back in those days. And even when I joined U.S. Wheat in 1997, a big share of that business was still government-to-government. That change had a big impact on how we operate and what we do. U.S. Wheat has become a lot more sophisticated, much more technically oriented, much more professional service oriented to an industry which itself has become much more professional. Back when governments did the buying, they buy on the basis of politics and price, not necessarily in any order.
Having a strong relationship with member state wheat commissions and farmers is also important. It is something Alan's very thankful for.
We've been blessed with a wonderful board here at U.S. Wheat over the years, and they've been very supportive of our export marketing efforts. You know, wheat is one of the more export-dependent crops, with half of the U.S. Wheat crop shipped overseas virtually every year. Farmers know that, and they've been very supportive. So we have a great board, they've been very supportive.
And, of course, his work on the next farm bill begins. He says U.S. Wheat Associates will be making a case for increased federal funding for the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Programs, two very important USDA programs that are essential for U.S. Wheat Associates to continue working for farmers overseas.
That's where the bulk of our funding at U.S. Wheat comes from, and there is, as I think you know, a broad effort to, over the life of the next farm bill, double the funding for those programs so that we can continue to operate as comprehensively as we have been, and with strong overseas presence in the markets that matter to us. And we've done studies to show the return on investment that's pretty dramatic for those programs as a whole, and even more dramatic for wheat.
And Tracy says he's especially proud of the relationships U.S. Wheat Associates built over the years and how that connects the U.S. farmer to customers around the world.
Well, you know, I look at a lot of U.S. Wheat's work in terms of the relationships that we've been able to build through the years with our customers and even downstream customers, not just millers, but bakers throughout the world. And they really like that connection back to the farmer that produces the wheat. And, you know, we're the nexus of that. We provide that that kind of a connection. And what I've seen in the industry overseas is that U.S. Wheat is regarded as an honest broker, you know, as an aid to these companies. You know, we're helping them with training. In particular, that generates a lot of goodwill. Our work together with places like IGP and the Northern Crops Institute, Wheat Marketing Center, all help give us a sort of a status of a supporter and honest broker around the world.
Well, Tracy will serve as a senior advisor with USW for the foreseeable future. Vince Peterson, who's been with U.S. Wheat Associates for 32 years, succeeded Tracy to become the organization's fourth president since it was formed in 1980 by the merger of Great Plains Wheat and Western Wheat Associates. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, crop progress and condition reports released yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk about those right after this.